I've been thinking a lot lately about aquifers. And as we know, this culture is drawing down aquifers around the world. And, well, what an aquifer is, it's underground rivers, lakes, seeps. It's underground water. And they can be anywhere from just 6 inches below the surface down to, I don't know, I think 10,000 feet or something. And they are being drawn down around the world. And that, like we've heard, the Oglala Aquifer is an absolutely huge aquifer that has been used for irrigation for the last 100 years, being drawn down terribly. And aquifers can recharge, but it's very slow. And the other thing that's happening to aquifers around the world is that they're being poisoned, sometimes unintentionally, as people pollute the ground and it leaches down into the groundwater, and sometimes intentionally, as in fracking or fracking for geothermal. Those are just, quote, green, where they put chemicals down and then explode the rocks into a billion pieces, and then they can frack out the oil, or they can then allow the heated water to escape to the surface, which they use to generate electricity. And when you poison an aquifer, it is, if recharging an aquifer takes a long, 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 long time, detoxifying an aquifer takes that same amount longer. I mean, I don't even know how an aquifer would become detoxified. It's a very, very, very stupid idea. I've said many times that my environmentalism in some ways emerges. I mean, yes, I love the natural world and I love bears. I love salmon and I love trees, but also it emerges from a fundamental conservatism that I think it's really, really stupid to create a mess that you can't fix. And, you know, if you drive salmon extinct, that's a mess you can't fix because you can't bring them back. And if you toxify an aquifer, you've created the mess that you can't fix. This is something I learned very, very young from my mom. It's like, if you make a mess, you clean it up. And if you cannot clean up that mess, you don't make it in the first place. Anyway, none of that is the point on why I want to bring this up. The point on why I want to bring this up is there are a lot of studies that have been done about who lives in these aquifers. And they make about 40% of the microbial habitat on the planet and account for, I don't know, I think 20% of the microbial population on the planet. That's viruses, not on the main ones, bacteria, archaeons, I think they're called, or archaeo somethings. Anyway, viruses, fungi down to maybe 100 feet. They don't go much lower in the aquifer. Anyway, even though those are all the beings who are central to the, I mean, without bacteria, we would all die almost instantly. Bacteria are what do the real work of life on this planet. And despite the fact, okay, here's what I'm trying to say, is there have been a fair number of studies done on who lives down there, but, and I have seen a fair number of people express concern over the drawdown of aquifers, and this concern is always expressed in terms of, if we keep drawing it down, we can't draw it down more. If we empty the Oglala Aquifer, how are we going to irrigate? It's always self-centered. And the same with toxification. It's like, if we toxify this water, then when we put in a well, you know, our water's going to catch on fire, or we won't be able to drink the water. I have, and they may exist, but I have yet to see one person in the entire world express concern for the aquifer communities as communities themselves. And that person may exist, but I've never heard of them. And if one does care about those communities, as biomes, I mean, there are people who say, gosh, I love the grasslands and I wish the grasslands were there or I love buffalo and I love buffalo for their own sake. I love beavers for their own sake. I love old growth forests for their own sake. I've never heard anybody say the Oglala Aquifer should not be drained because it is a biome, a community of its own, and has the right to exist for its own sake without us drawing it down and without us toxifying it. And if anybody does care about them and works on these issues, I would love to interview you. But this is not an ad for that. This is, I want to raise the issue. It took me years of thinking about aquifers before it occurred to me that they're their own communities. And now I'm the only person I know who thinks about this, that when they're drawn out, that's harming those communities. And I want for that to start to become part of the public conversation about aquifers, is that not only do aquifers provide water for us and for everybody else, not only do aquifers provide hugely, I mean, here's one thing. When an aquifer collapses, the soil subsides above it. And I just read an article a few days ago about how that causes tremendous harm to infrastructure. It's like, and how about the ecological infrastructure? How about the communities who live down there? How about the surface native communities? And so I want to make it part of the public conversation that aquifers exist for their own sake and they have their own beingness and their own communities. And those communities are just as important to them as your community is to you and my community is to me.